And Samina's going to give us an update from Slea Newell Careers about what's happening in the area. And before that, just a question we have in here from a listener, Sabina. I've applied for a job and I'm at the second stage of an application process, and this involves an aptitude test. Now, people say there is nothing I can do to prepare, and the listener wants to know, is this true? Do I just have to chance it? Anything you can advise on that one?
Okay, well, that's an interesting one, because the aptitude test is something that's used more often than not in the public sector. So, you know, civil service and those kind of jobs with the various government state agencies and departments. So, you know, while they're used quite a bit in that arena, it probably isn't as prevalent or popular in the private sector. But in saying that, and in talking to your listener, we absolutely don't wing the aptitude tests. No, we don't. We definitely can practice, even though you're not necessarily going to get the identical same questions on the day or when you have to log into your aptitude tests. But there certainly are ways and means of preparing yourself for them, particularly the numerical ones.
Right.
So these are, I suppose, showing your aptitude in terms of, they don't tend to be terribly complicated, but it's things that we all did in school, like division, percentages, ratios, fractions, that kind of thing. You know, did you know by what percentage did the sales increase from quarter one to quarter two? And they'll ask you those, you know, they'll show you tables and that kind of thing. And being able to read graphs, tables, pie charts, that sort of thing. But in saying that, unless, and I don't know about you, but I can certainly say that I don't necessarily walk around with a calculator in my pocket every day, and I don't do so much long division anymore. So it definitely does take a little bit of time to brush off the cobwebs on those skills. So when it comes to the numeracy, there's lots of websites out there that you can put in, you know, aptitude test free numeracy, something like that. And it'll come up with several websites that'll have a few test aptitude tests for you to have a look at. And what you need to do is you need to kind of create the conditions that are going to be in place the day you're going to have to do your aptitude test, which tends to be on an honour system, you know, or an honesty system, that you will log in at home or somewhere that you have access, quiet access to a computer. And you need to practice that in the same kind of setting. Clear your desk, take out your calculator, have a pen and paper ready, make sure that there's plenty of light. Make sure, especially if you have kids, that there's nobody going to be coming in on top of you in the middle of while you do it, because the thing is, you only have so much time to do the test. You might have, 18 questions to answer in 25 minutes. That would be quite typical. So you need to make sure that you have the conditions all set up for it. And I'll tell you, well, as I say, if you're not walking around with a calculator in your pocket, the first time you'll try it might be a bit of a suck in terms of your numeracy skills and that kind of thing. It's harder than you think, and it, because I've done these, you know, just even to test myself as well, just to get an insight into them. And you'll come away and you go, what happened to my basic math skills from school and secondary school and that kind of thing? If you're not using them every day, they really do need to be brushed up. So the thing there is, yes, you can practice, and that's on the number side. But on the verbal side, and that tends to be another part of any aptitude test, you don't necessarily always get one or the other. You'd usually get a mix. So on the verbal side, you might get a small paragraph, like probably, I don't know if we got them in my intercert or junior cert today, like a little comprehension almost.
Yes.
A little paragraph where you might get asked the question, I don't know, that could be describing, I don't know, tourism in Ireland, and it might have a statement then saying tourism in Ireland has increased by 50%. And you need to say whether that is true or false. And you need to be absolutely certain that that is clearly stated within the section, within the piece that you read. So if it doesn't absolutely state that, then, or actually it's true, false, or cannot say, So if it you can't say, or if it's actually false in terms of the information that's presented, you need to be able to read the piece very clearly. And the problem here that happens, I think, a lot of people is, and it happens with all, you assume things. Well, if it went down by that, it probably went up by that. But you have to be really strict on yourself with the verbal skills on this and in on these tests. And I would suggest that you try and find a free test site where it will tell you whether you've gotten them right or wrong, because there are some sites that won't.
Now, just one other quick thing while we're on this, Sabina. Is it possible that there are some areas where people going to do a particular course will be put to an aptitude test to see if they're suitable for doing it? This isn't applying for a job, but maybe going for a course like nursing or some specialised area like that.
Yeah,
could you find yourself doing an aptitude test in those situations?
You could, and particularly in the case where you are looking at very large numbers of applicants. And that's generally why they use it so much in the public sector, because they have such large numbers applying for, you know, relatively small numbers of jobs. So you would often see that type of thing, maybe not so much in nursing, but I have heard of it in the aviation industry, that type of thing. You know, and it might be less on the verbal and less on the numeracy, and it might be more on those kind of, you know, those abstract kind of diagrams, that kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, it just in terms of your, like, spatial awareness and your awareness of shapes and that, and matching and all of those kind of visuals.
Are similar and that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever
get
the where they give you a scenario and say, what would you do?
Yes, you do. Yeah, judgment.
Yes.
I think, yeah, they're kind of a judgment test, essentially. Now, they are hard to really work for or to practice. But in saying that, there are examples out there. There are tests that you can take, and more often than not, those aren't usually time limited. So you could spend 3 hours looking at that. Now, I would say you wouldn't, and that is never a good idea, because oftentimes when you look at those judgments, it could be, you know, you've gotten a new job, you've been made supervisor of three employees, two of whom went for your job, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And you are finding that you're having difficulties with them in the first 3 months. Would you, and it's got all these different, you know, these are the actions you could take. So the first one might be that you go to your line manager and complain about the other two. And it would ask you to tick a box whether that's a satisfactory approach or a very dissatisfactory approach, for example. Or another thing it might say there in terms of judgment might be that you'd sit down with the three colleagues and just talk about the work plan for the future and maybe invite ideas and that kind of thing. You know, those kind of more you'd like if that was the case, but it isn't always so. It's often easier to tick that box than it is to do it in real life. But in saying that, that's what they're trying to find out is, you know, are you aggressive? Are you more inclined to look to more other authority figures to do the job that maybe you've been appointed to do and that kind of thing?
So
but you can practice.
Yes.
But yeah.
That's the message really for the listener, that you can actually do a little bit of preparation.
It's not as
bad as the listener seemed to think.
No, and definitely you'll be disappointed if you just log in on the day and hope for the best. Really, you will do better if you give yourself a few days prior to the tests, the actual one, to do the practice one online. You really will set yourself up to be far more confident as well. It's a bit nerve-wracking when you have to do it on the day, and your confidence will be improved. And with that, you'll do a better job. You'll be more successful.
I presume that a library would be a source of useful material in this area, Sabina.
Well, I don't know to what extent, unless you can access online tests. It's because the problem is that most of these tests will be on a computer. They don't tend to be much paper-based. So unless they've got some facilities in the local library, maybe on a computer suite or something like that, definitely go for it. Or ask the people on the desk and they'll soon be able to tell you. They may have some books and reading material on it, but as I say, try and create the conditions that you're going to have on the day. Hence, it's more than often than not going to be in front of a computer.
Okay, Sabina, we're going to leave it there. I hope our listener finds that useful, and we'll talk to you again, no doubt, very soon.